Very much, Tyr, and thank you, Adnan and Jenna, for your explanations. I just have some brief comments. As you heard from our intervention as GRULAC, we already gave our views, at least on the overall orientation. I just wanted to make some more specific comments. I just wanted to mention that on paragraph number 2, there is a list of the focal groups that are receiving technical assistance and that are beneficiaries of the work of UNCTAD, and we are missing the other structurally weak and vulnerable economies. So we would request that it is included under paragraph 2. Then we also have had a similar question to what EU asked on paragraph 8, letter D, and maybe it would be, maybe it's just a drafting. A drafting situation. Maybe you can phrase it differently and say that if there is an outcome of the 15th session of the conference that maybe reaffirms the existing work, but then remove the positive outcome wording, maybe it would be more clear, because it really gives the impression that there could be a negative outcome from the ministerial conference, and I don't think that that was the intent of the drafting. Then I also wanted to mention in the orientation, there was a mentioning of the evaluations that were going to take place, the external ones, and they were going to take place for subprogram 1 and subprogram 2. The DSG also mentioned them, and we, I think I already also asked this question. I mean, we didn't see where exactly they are reflected in the budget. So we just wanted to have some clarification as to where are these understood within the budget for the year 2022, which I understand the two are going to take a place in that year. And I also have a question. I know that it will be under the difference of programs, but I think that this is a more general question. When you include the topic of the conference and the number of sessions that the sessions that are going to take care of the conference, for example, in sub program one, it's under deliverables. On the table, there's number 7, and it says meetings of the 15th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, including preparatory meetings. And for 2020, it was planned to be 25. Then actually, it was only 1. So we would expect that then in 2021, where the conference is going to take place, that number would move to 2021. But in fact, there it appears as 0. And the same is reflected in other sub programs when it refers to the meetings of the conference. And I just wanted a clarification of how exactly this does this work, because of course, if the conference was postponed, we expect that the budget that was assigned for 2020 would move to 2021, but it is not the case when we look at the chart. So maybe just an explanation on these particular issues. And finally, I just wanted to have the view of Adnan as to, well, we are now working with a new terms of reference of the working party, but we're also working with a new format. And we can see from the new format that the sub-programs are becoming they have less space to include different highlights of their work. And of course, we understand that that's the model imposed by New York. But I was thinking, for the purpose of the working party, because we need to understand exactly what each sub-program is doing, and even if there is information that is not included in this document, it would be useful for members to know it, especially because there are some projects that are not included in this document, but that are of great interest for members of GRULAC, but also of G77. And we would like to be kept informed of the implementation of such programs. So I just wanted to see your views on how we can, at which point in time can the working party also hear about these other projects that, because of the format, the format restrictions, you were not able to include in the CPR document. Thank you. That's all for me.